Welcome to episode 4 of Ramble. This is your host, Leah Feeney.
And Elevin Austin.
And today we're going to talk about some ocean thoughts.
Yeah. Set it off.
So, how deep is the ocean? Do we know? Like, how much of it have we explored? Here, you guys can have a mic. We have some guests here, actually. Come here. Can you guys introduce yourself? We have...
Christian.
And...
Try it.
Okay, here you go.
And...
Seven.
All right. What are your thoughts on the ocean overall?
Scary.
Very scary. I think certain parts, obviously we have a lot of parts actually we haven't explored. Yeah. So I don't know how deep it goes. Very scary. Mariana Trench. That's deep as hell.
Oh, what was that one teacher we had in 7th grade? Miss Goffrin.
I love Miss Goffrin.
She taught us about the ocean.
I
hate her
so much. I loved her.
Oh, we weren't supposed to name drop.
I don't think she's gonna see the pods. I think we're okay.
I liked her class. I like Nico and Josh. And
did you have Miss Goffrin?
I think he was in my class.
No.
Michaela.
Yeah, because I remember Michaela.
I don't know.
Is that what her name? Her name was always talking smack to me.
Oh, I talked to Ava Bukaviches.
I liked it though.
Do you think megalodons are still alive?
I hope. The Loch Ness Monster, I hope that's still real.
Have you guys seen the movie The Meg?
Yeah. Scary as hell.
You've seen the movie The Meg?
Yeah.
And The Meg 2?
No,
yeah.
I haven't seen this.
There's two movies out.
What about tsunamis?
Scary.
Yeah, there's no hope.
I hate the ocean. Would you go on like a little like boat?
Like
to go like fishing all the
I've
way
seen
out
too
in, like,
many
the
like
of
things
where
just
like,
whales just go on.
What about people who are on like have you guys ever heard of Wicked Tuna?
What?
There's a TV show and these people go on boats and they fish for tuna and it's a competition. But the waves they hit, like they can go down like the Titanic. Like the Titanic.
The North Sea.
Yes, the North Sea. Let's talk about that. What do you have to say about the North Sea?
No, I watch all those videos on TikTok.
With the creepy sound.
Yeah, and love that. Honestly.
No. The scariest thing I think is that like if you're on like a boat and the power goes out, it's just pitch black.
Oh yeah. What about people who are on like underground in the boat and they like start flying around? Yeah. They get smacked around by the crates or whatever. That's really funny.
That's definitely like the worst way to die.
On a boat?
No, suffocation.
Oh.
Like drowning.
By crates.
Oh, dude, that would be horrible.
Like, what's worse than that, burning?
What about, you know how they used to smuggle immigrants through crates, like the really big one, on barges? Does anybody know about that?
So if like a
on cargo
boat
ships,
crash,
like what
dead.
If it, yeah.
Like the container.
And you look in the container's bodies.
I just saw like a reel about that.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? There's like babies in like a crate, like 1,700 of them.
1,700.
I swear, God.
Was there like anyone else in there, or just the babies?
Just babies.
That's dark.
Oh. Yeah, probably. Epstein Island.
I watched like 3 videos on that like last week. I got so interested in that.
Would you like to talk about it?
Weird. It's wild, bro.
What'd you learn?
All the names
Stephen
on there.
Stephen Hawking's.
Yeah, so many famous people.
Wait,
and what's in there? There's like a big white box or something.
Yeah, it's like a big like colorful box. It's got like a blue wall, but it's like painted on. Like it's not an actual door. It's so weird.
What? We need a little research on that. Next episode, Epstein Island.
Would you rather be able to see like what's below you in like deep water or just not be able to see it at all?
Yeah.
Obviously see it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see it.
I want to see it.
Because
it's
like
just
if
black.
I see that there's sharks underneath me, I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
Well, then get out of the water.
You're like, in the ocean, like the deep ocean. You can't just get out.
What about like a shark cage?
I would do that.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
They open all the time.
I think I would freak out. Like
I saw 47 meters down. I'm not doing that.
Can you even swim?
I can swim. I can't. I'm not a good swimmer, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Can anyone not swim? Like, it's okay if you can't. just want to double check.
Did you get taught how to swim?
Yeah.
I just jumped it.
Oh, you're self-taught.
But it took me a long time, though.
You talking about.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you think a zombie apocalypse is actually possible?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
If you could pick three weapons in a zombie apocalypse, what weapons would you choose?
An RPG.
Machine gun.
That's terrible.
Why?
That's so bad. Why? You have like three bombs and then you're out and that's useless.
Yeah.
Unlimited ammo.
Can I take a tank?
How do you just have unlimited ammo?
I'm taking a tank.
I think about fuel.
I'll just sit there.
I'm bringing
C4. I think about food.
C4.
A grenade.
Nuke.
A nuke.
Yeah. I'm bringing a gun and I'm shooting myself to get out of that situation.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a shotgun. It's okay.
This has like nothing to do with the topic that we're gonna do today. This is.
I like to switch it up. Switch up the topics.
Your turn.
Are you tired of all of it?
What about the ocean? There's also like octopus in the ocean.
You know what's weird?
They're scary.
You know what's weird?
What?
How like you get a cup of water, it's clear. Mm-hmm. The ocean's blue.
Yeah, but if you get a cup of the blue ocean, it's still clear.
So is the clear water that's like in Hawaii, is that like the water we drink?
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know how it's clear in like Hawaii, but like...
Like Bora Bora?
So what's the difference? Why is the other salt water dark?
Because it's a different ocean.
You know how like some oceans don't mix? Like the Pacific and the Atlantic? Like, yeah. There's like one that's brown and one's blue and they just don't
that's
mix.
That's so fake.
No, it's because the salt potency is different. Big word.
Why don't they just mix? Like, why doesn't the salt just mix?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's some scientific evidence about that, but I do not have with me.
Okay.
What's the scariest animal in the ocean? I'd say whale.
Yeah, whales are big.
One bite, you're done.
Shark,
they're not gonna bite you though.
There's
yeah,
a shark.
Like a great whale.
Killer whale.
Killer whale.
A whale?
There's animals you don't even know about though.
True.
You don't know, like, but what if they don't see you? Like their mouth is like wide open. Like they just whale shark. Swim in it.
What?
Like whales have like destroyed boats. Like they'll like jump. You know how they jump out of the water?
Yeah.
They'll jump out of the water and they'll land on a boat.
Killer whale. That would suck.
Imagine just being on a little vacation.
There's a lot of people who've died on vacation. Because of
I'm saying, dude, I never went on those boats, man.
I was with his sister. I went jet skiing in Florida.
Oh, shit.
And we saw a shark.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Or my sister's.
Yeah, did you go jet skiing?
No, I didn't. I wasn't invited.
There's a lot of people who die from, like, going to foreign countries and, like, eating something. And they just die. Because they, like, have a tapeworm or something, you know?
Well, why would you do that?
No, but, like, you don't know. Like, you're just trying something new. You're on vacation. Oh, I want to try their culture. And then you die.
If I go to a different country, I'm not trying anything.
You're not going to eat?
Not, like, octopus. I don't want a tapeworm.
Tapeworms are scary.
Like,
just don't go to India or something.
Yeah.
I used to watch Monsters Inside Me.
Oh, I used to watch that, too.
Are you able to make the food?
Well, they, like, they're, like, they're barefoot. Using their toes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and their water is not clean. So if you like thirsty and you're drinking that shit,
wiping their nose, shoving their hand in the food,
no deodorant.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even think they can afford it, honestly. But it's okay. We have our ups and downs.
Biggest fears.
Sorry.
Biggest fear. Anything jump scares wise, like if someone like comes out of nowhere and just scares me,
my biggest fear.
Like loud noises, maybe the dark. I'm not scared of drowning. No. I've almost been drowned. I've conquered that fear.
Suffocation.
Yeah, honestly,
just like knowing I'm about to die.
Yeah,
and you get your last breath.
Yeah,
I know. I want to know what it feels like to like be at that point of just like dying.
Yeah,
but like.
Just get drowned.
Like, do you just pass out and then you die?
Or do you,
or
you
just, or is the, like, is it you just dead?
No, but then there's people, can we talk about the people who come back to life? Supposedly? When they tell their story, they're like, oh, I saw God.
I saw Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I saw the light and he told me no, so I came back. Like, I don't believe that bullshit. I think you're just hallucinating. Delusional.
What if when you die, you're just in a constant dream? That's what heaven is?
I don't think so. Well, no one knows. That brings us back to Adam and Eve. Oh, I heard God. You had something to say about this. You didn't like the topic.
No. No way that happened. Monkeys, all the way.
Oh, do you think, like, evolution. The evolution thing?
Yeah, no way two people are everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And ate the apple.
I don't even know that story.
Like,
I never went to church.
You, the like snake CC. And the apple. I don't go to church. I don't think I've had my first
communion.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I don't like
Tyler. Like, I'm literally Christian. I don't even go to church.
Do you feel embarrassed by that?
I do, yeah.
Well, Adam and Eve were told one thing by God, I guess, that they could not eat the apple. And then this guy, the slithery snake Satan himself, came and said, oh, just eat the apple. And he ate the apple. And
actually, Eve ate the apple.
Yeah, it was when, Eve ate the apple. Yeah, the snake, the big old snake, he was like, eat that shit.
And I really want to staple my finger right now.
Jaden the gas, he stapled his finger in science class.
He also tickled Mr. Moore, so.
Yeah.
What? Wait, was that true?
Yes.
I got a follow by the Instagram
He's
account.
He's in my class. I sit next to Nico, and then Jaden, too.
Wow. They have Jaden and Nico in the same class.
I know. Nico's, it's like his last week, though. He's going to a different school.
I forgot about that.
He's going to the special needs school.
Yeah.
Is that the same one Jaden went to?
No.
What school did he go to?
He went to that one, though. It was like an hour away, though.
I keep mixing him up with Kyle.
I was thinking, like, Nick
Kyle. Miss Kyle. Hudson. Yeah.
He was funny.
I don't miss him.
What?
I never really talked to him. He was really
I
smart,
actually
though.
Loved it. Yo, he was
I copied him on the...
And he was smart, yeah.
On the... What's it called?
He was oddly smart.
In middle school, the science... you know those little tests we have to take? The state tests?
Yeah.
I copied those on him and passed.
He was smart, Nico was smart, and Jaden is just...
Nico is still smart.
This is Jaden. Yeah.
Ghosts.
I was just going to say ghosts.
Next person that walks in the hallway, you have to ask them their opinion.
You believe in ghosts?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
And what about them?
Oh, they're scary as hell.
Have you seen one?
No. My brother said he saw one.
Oh, what's the story? Tell the story.
I was in a bunk bed at my older house in Watertown, and he was on the top bunk. I was on the bottom. We were sleeping, and he told me the next morning, he had woke up in the middle of the night, and like he had heard a noise on the ground. So we looked over the ledge, and there was two people standing over me, just staring at me sleeping. And I looked at him, and then he quickly
just...
Was
that sleep paralysis, by chance?
I don't know, but it scared the hell out of me.
Which brother was it?
It was Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was freaky as hell.
I have a story. So, like, it was actually a couple months ago, but, like, I kept waking up at, like, 3 o'clock. And
Ooh,
one time,
I did it too.
Like I thought it was week. My dad, but I, like, looked to the right of my bed, and there was, like, this tall-ass guy, and I was like, Dad? And he was just, like, peering over my bed, and I was like... Dad, and I opened my eyes again, and he's just gone. I was like, the fuck? And I slept in my sister's room because I was scared.
Good story. Yeah. I wish I had a ghost story, but sometimes in my house, like, both my grandparents passed away in my house, so sometimes I think I have, Sophia just said me too. But sometimes I see, like, little shadows, and because we have mirrors everywhere, and there's one down the hallway, and it's so scary if you walk past in the dark.
I have a friend, her name's Reagan, she's on my softball team. And one time we were at a sleepover, and you know that, like, 3 a.m. when you're just talking about, like, deep things? She was like, yeah, I can see ghosts. And I was like, what? And then, of course, like, this girl, Peyton,
nice,
was like, is there any with us now? And she was like, yeah, there's, like, a shadow person over there on your couch. And I was like, what?
Do you think she was making that up?
I honestly don't, because, like, she looks like she can see ghosts. Like, she's that
yeah,
type of person.
Like, she can see ghosts. You have a little story to share?
Yeah.
We have Mia Swapsky here.
Hi. I don't know how to explain it. For like probably I think it was 2022. And 2023. From like November to I think mid June.
Could do.
From like November to mid-June, it always happens like in that time frame. I would just hallucinate like this huge fucking guy. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I was like this weird, like big ass tall dude. You? Yeah, I was just, I thought it was my dad too. Like, it happened in like the middle of the night, and I was like,
I had like a really creepy like, dream before that happened too. Like,
yeah,
I woke up and I was like,
yeah, no, me too.
And I look and I'm like, shit.
Yeah, me too. I was like, why the fuck is my dad in my room? And he wasn't. I was on the phone one time, and again, it only happened like really, really fucking late. Like, mm-hmm. when I would stay up super, super late, and I like turn
Maybe
around.
You're just sleep deprived.
Yeah. No, I got. I slept the whole day though, so like, I don't know. But I would like turn around and like look and. I would like turn around and look over and I'd see this like big ass dude and I was like, hello? I don't know. I don't think it was anything. I think it was just my mind playing tricks on me.
It happened like to me a couple of times. Like kept seeing like shadows.
Well, yeah. Like, was it ever like, was, like clear for you or was it just like when
it
you like just
like,
woke
I couldn't
up?
See, like,
or...
It was like as soon as I woke up.
Woke up.
Shut the fuck up. And then I just saw like shadows and I was like, whoa. And
yeah.
I like opened my eyes again and it's gone.
Yeah. I think that's from like dreams and stuff when you're like half awake. It would only happen to me in like the corner of my eye. So I'd be like,
do you guys, like, dream and then, like, a couple years later, it, like, happens?
No.
Because I swear that happened to me. Yeah. It happened, like, actually, like, scary to my mom. Or not to my mom, my grandma. She did.
Which one?
Lily? She had a dream about her, like, son getting into an accident. And then he did. A car accident. He died. And she, like, predicted it.
Rest his soul.
And then my mom had a dream about, like, having, like, a miscarriage. And then the same thing happened.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe you got like a gene.
Rest their soul too.
Yeah, maybe we're just like insane. But like
psychics.
Yeah. But like I've had like not obviously like as bad, but like things I've dreamed about and then like a couple years later I'm like, what the fuck? This happened in my dream. But like, that's like deja vu.
Dreams are kind of fucked up, so no one wants to read them. I do write them all down though.
I used to do that because you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Frankie's heard majority of my dreams actually. And we used to read them on the bus and we just cry laughing because some of them are so funny.
I write
and
down.
So they're in gibberish because I write them as soon as I wake up. So it's like, eep, 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 eep.
Where did my.
Does anybody else have any more ghost stories? Ghost encounters?
I do.
One time in like third grade, I was at a sleepover. And I was like.
Whose house?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But we were like, I was like, we got to stay up till 3 a.m. to watch the Fortnite item shop because I saw a TikTok earlier that day or something or a YouTube video that was like, if you stay up and watch the item shop at 3 a.m. you'll see some weird stuff. And so we stayed up and then, you know, got scared and started seeing ghosts and stuff.
That's it. The Fortnite item shop though?
No, it didn't actually change.
Thanks, Will. I write down every single something for my day, every single day.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
It's very good of you. Revan, what about you? Do you have something to say? I'm not talking.
About what?
You need to talk.
What are
your thoughts?
A ghost story? Yeah. Do you want a ghost story?
Yes.
So,
your shirt's giving off very ghost or like human centipede.
Yeah.
Human centipede.
Has anyone seen that movie?
That movie is freaky. Yeah.
I saw one and two.
I watched the whole thing on TikTok. Whole thing on TikTok.
I've seen the whole real movie on TikTok.
The bird movie?
Yeah, no, I like go on to like specific accounts and just like, watch the whole movie.
I hate when like an episode gets deleted or something. And I'm like, fuck,
yeah,
what
then happened? It messes up the whole thing. Or when they go like out of order, they like choose like snippets from like different episodes. Like, why?
I know. What's your ghost story?
Well, I mean, it's not mine, it's my mom's, but when my mom and dad were living in Bethel, they lived in an apartment, and my mom woke up at 3 in the morning, and there was a little girl sitting on her chest.
Was it you?
No.
Was it before you?
No, like, apparently...
Was it the spirit of you?
No. Apparently, there was... Like, their apartment was haunted. They didn't realize until after they told someone about the ghost. And then the landlord was like, yeah, it's haunted.
Who's walking?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. I'm supposed to go see
her. I thought I was going to be there.
I have another story.
For you.
I have another story. I don't know if it's my sister's or...
That was a pimp cane.
So I went to Candlewood.
Hugh Hefner.
I went to Candlewood Lake with Julia, and on the way home, because Julia's dad grew up in Brookfield or Monroe, in the third
Monroe
con.
With Abigail?
No. I think it was Brooke.
Guys, Abigail's in Monroe.
It's.
Annabelle.
Yeah. Abigail Williams. No, but.
Did you ever go there?
No, dude, I think my brother went there.
They don't have it there. Now. Oh, the house? The Warren's house?
The tour.
Yeah, but the third Conjuring, like, one of the kids in Brookfield was, like, the main character. Like, he was possessed. And Julia's dad worked with his brother at Burger King. And every single time that they saw the brother, they would, like, make demon noises at him and, like, make fun of him. And then, I know, I feel so bad, but it's funny.
I want to kill him.
They, like, knew him.
Those movies were freaky.
I think it was my dad, actually, or it might have still been Julia's dad. But, no, it was my dad, because he was doing, like, electrical work in the Monroe house where the doll was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about the ocean.
Okay, Will's here.
We're on The Conjuring now.
I mean, what? You could go back.
You could go back. What's your take on the ocean?
I love the ocean.
I
need a chair, dude.
Just sit on my lap.
What class?
Study hall.
Why are you doing this?
For fun. You can follow us on Spotify, Ramble. Like, follow, subscribe, comment.
The mic is yours.
Oh, talk about the ocean all the time.
We're bringing in William Brooks.
I love the ocean. It's got a lot of good things and some bad things. Christian.
No? Back up.
Oh, you think I'm doing good already?
Back up.
Oh, okay. There's a few good things about the ocean. You know, you got the fish. Go fishing all the time. You could jump in the water.
Have you seen Wicked Tuna?
I have seen Wicked Tuna.
See, everybody.
I have seen Wicked Tuna.
No one else has seen
It'll
Wicked
be
Tuna
like
here.
Tuesday night around 8 o'clock and my dad's watching Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's actually a great show.
Yeah,
make
like
a lot of money. You make a few thousand bucks on it.
I like when they weigh them.
Yeah. And then like
they say how much is worth.
Yeah, and then they like take that little tube.
Watch everybody.
And all the fat comes out.
That's They're the like, oh, this part. Is 80% fat, it's no good.
What's your favorite boat? Fat tuna is the best.
I don't know.
It's the best.
They're all okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
But yeah, the ocean's still scary though. Like if you go on TikTok, you see like the yo. That's the scary part of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Everything is good about the ocean besides that part. Like, that's the worst part.
What about, like, deep sea?
I mean, like, deep sea at night is scary.
But well, it's always dark.
What do you mean, the deep sea?
Yeah.
Well, how deep do you think the sea is?
I love the sea, but it's scary.
How deep do you think the sea is?
Oh, how deep is it? Dude, I don't know. A few thousand feet? 100,000 feet?
Are you sure?
100,000 feet? Let's
Can we
check.
Look it up? God.
Yeah, you type it. I got my hands are busy.
How deep is the ocean?
Okay, so we're going with meters here. 35,000 feet. Okay.
Let's look at a little picture.
This is 35,000 feet.
I'm going to look at a picture.
Oh, okay, this here, like, my cracks and, like, my back and stuff. Yeah, put it
close. Go for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, you cracked your back the other day. It was disgusting.
I don't think it hurt it anything.
The sperm whale is only at, what, 656 feet. That's kind of interesting that they don't go as deep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
What's the deepest? What is that? Oh, it's a person. The
James Cameron reached. What happened to James Cameron?
They absolutely explode, dude.
What happened to James Cameron? Look up what happened to James Cameron. He must have sunk all the way down.
What is this dude talking about?
I don't know.
James,
did he survive?
No, he definitely not. Punched his colleague to get his. Engine swam to the surface and survived.
How did he swim?
So he swam from 35,000 feet down.
What was the other one?
And his two friends were lynched. His lifespan from the KKK.
Wait.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, when did this happen?
We were just talking about them in English class.
1978.
Mm-hmm.
What English are you in? What English are you in?
The same one they're in, jerks.
We just had English, that's what. B1. Oh, I like this picture. Zoom in.
Christian, you want to do something?
What is that?
Do I want to do
something? You're making plans right now?
I told the Lucia I might do something with them tonight.
He said he's working, though.
He's working?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like a fucking like submarine.
Well, if he's not,
he didn't. He wasn't in the water. Like,
I might go fishing with Mason.
Well, he said he swam up.
What's with the side?
I know. I shouldn't even ask.
We didn't show him
that. Trent's gonna go fishing.
If I was good, like I'm not patient. I hate being there. As soon as I see the thing,
oh, dude, I love fishing. Fishing is a great sport.
Talk about it. Do you think it's peaceful?
Oh, it's so peaceful. Unless you're on the ocean. When you're in the ocean and it's choppy, it's not peaceful.
Like Wicked Tuna.
At the reservoir. Like Wicked Tuna, you know, you got the choppy water. And you're you got all the weights and all the hooks everywhere going around the boat. Mm-hmm. Boat is going left and right, rocking. Some people get seasick. Yeah, good call. A lot of people get seasick. I'm not one of them. But, I mean.
Have you been on a cruise ship?
I have been on a cruise ship.
Can you
talk
about it? I've never been on
A few years ago.
Are they scary?
A few years ago, I was on a cruise ship. Probably 8 years ago now.
Few?
My favorite part about the cruise ship was the freaking ice cream machine.
Oh, the, like, unlimited?
Yeah, unlimited ice cream. And I would literally, there's like a video of me like going up to like the machine and pressing the button.
Did you get kicked off the boat?
I did not.
What happens if you get kicked off? What happens? Does another boat come?
They throw you overboard.
You go overboard?
They give you a lifeboat.
Wasn't there a guy? There was a guy who fell off of a cruise ship.
A teenager, right?
Yeah, he fell off.
He got eaten by a shark.
No. What do you guys think about?
Are you sure?
Do you guys like shuffleboard? Shuffleboard on a cruise ship? What? Great game. Shuffleboard?
Oh, shuffleboard when you like push the stick.
Yeah,
and, like,
I pushed a shuffleboard. I pushed a shuffleboard off the freaking boat.
Did you actually?
I did, yeah. It went.
When I went on a cruise, there was like every night had a different activity. There was like roller skating, bumper cars
on a cruise ship?
Yeah. But like when the crews like move, you just kind of like start sliding.
Wow.
What is this for?
She just wants to buy her stuff.
Oh. Is this recording right now?
Yes, it is, actually. What do you think? We're just chit-chatting?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we got you caught, so don't say anything.
Why is your screen orange?
It's a privacy screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Simple.
Yeah, I saw somebody else have it, like a pink one.
I don't like it, but I like it. Okay. Cool. What else are we talking about? What about hunting? Do we like hunting? Anybody?
You could talk about hunting.
I totally go hunting.
Oh, can we? My uncle used to be a big hunter guy, big one, and he used to go travel a lot to go hunt. And then one day, he's my neighbor too, so I had to babysit his cat or something, cat sit. And
your uncle wasn't like Adam?
No, other side. His name is Gerald. And then I went to his basement. And I saw heads and heads and heads of animals and, like, concocted taxidermied animals, like, multiple, like, combined to one. Like, a squirrel with, like, a chicken head. Creepiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Real life? Are you
real. I'm not joking.
Want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I went squirrel hunting with my friend.
Who?
Colby Ruggiero. Okay. His name. He goes to Seymour High School. Shout out. But yeah, we went squirrel hunting in Christian's girlfriend's woods.
That would hurt. And yeah, did you guys ever catch anything in there?
You don't catch a squirrel, you shoot it.
Shoot it, catch it, same thing.
I actually did. So a funny story, I shot it. It was dead. It was completely dead. I have pictures of it in my hand. And then about a half hour later, the squirrel's in my pocket. The squirrel's in my pocket.
What did
and
you
he's
use?
Trying to jump out my pocket. He came back to life and he's trying to jump out. I don't know. Next? What? And then I kind of broke his neck.
I have a oh my
God. Do you ever feel bad?
For squirrels, no.
Any animal.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother one time went to Canada and went moose hunting. And
That's sick.
He brought home
I would love to shoot a moose.
Brought home an 800-pound moose.
That's
and
crazy.
We had moose steak, moose chili. Moose, whatever, like anything.
Why you say moose like that?
Moose? I had a moose for dinner.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh my god, wait, there was
I can't say my O's.
We went to my grandma's house, and there was, like, a dead cat. This is actually really sad. But it was, like, still, like, full... Why? Okay, full body, whatever. My dad picks it up, and he, like, flicks it over his shoulder, like, get it to, like, look at the camera. Takes, like, a selfie with it. And then sends it to my neighbor, Becky, and was like, look at this cat I just found. And she was like, aw, it's so cute. And he goes, it's dead. And oh. then she did not talk to us
more. Ouch.
Well, it's kind
of find this picture of this squirrel. So I could show you guys that I'm not bullshitting you.
No, we believe you.
But it literally came back. It came back to life and was
we were
trying
talking
to
about
escape.
Things, people coming back to life.
Dude. I'm telling you right now.
Oh.
It came back to life. And tried to run out
now,
my pocket.
Now, who did you send that snap to?
Nobody.
You don't want anyone to see it?
I think I have another photo here.
Oh, okay. Only yeah. squirrels? Like nothing else?
Well, no, I hunt deer. I hunt pheasants.
What?
Why is it like a picture? Jesus.
I want to go moose hunting.
Yeah. Go to really Canada bad. With my brother. Have fun.
But
he loves it.
Yeah, I mean, hunting's a great sport.
You tell me all about it when he came back.
Who's what?
He was telling me all about Canada.
Yeah, there's actually moose in Connecticut now.
Really?
You can find moose in Connecticut.
Would you ever shoot a bear?
I want to see one.
Oh my god, bear hunting would be the coolest thing ever. There's a bear in my yard.
I think I'd be scared.
I actually went to Crumble Cookies one time, and on my way home.
Talking about that. Was that recent?
This was last year. I went to Crumble Cookies 2 weeks ago, though, too. But
what cookies did you get?
I got the strawberry shortcake one. That was really good.
You only got one?
Oh, no, I got all six of them.
You know how unhealthy they are?
They're good, though. They're really good.
I hit cardio after.
Oh, okay, good for you.
What would you do
Even
if you
though.
Were stuck in the woods with, like, no weapon, like, no gun?
I would
bear,
rewatch the Dolan twins video, Surviving in the Woods.
They didn't see a bear.
And I see a bear?
Don't you
my mom.
I wasn't even done with my story.
Oh, God.
I went to Crumble Cookies, and I was on my way home. I was pulling in the driveway. And I just saw a big black creature run across my front yard.
Be careful.
You gotta block that out. Shit. A big black creature ran across my front yard. And I was like, oh my god. I thought it was a big dog. But it was a big ass bear. I swear to god. It was crazy.
Why didn't you shoot it?
I didn't have a gun on me.
You should get registered next year.
I will.
18. Concealed weapon.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to get registered? You have to, like, just...
And then you have to do it. It's, times. Like, every, like, yearly, maybe? Every few years? You have to get it.
My dad has... Oh, that registered. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything, but some are listeners.
Yeah, but I love hunting and fishing is a great sport. Great two sports fishing. Right there.
What do you love about bears so much?
Everything about them. Through the mic. Oh my god. Do you have your black screen?
Yeah, I got it on me.
This is amazing. This is just perfect.
Oh, wow.
Actually, my favorite animal. So, in class, I just watch bear videos.
Did you like the Three Bear video? The movie? The show? The kid show? Three Bear Bears?
Disney?
Wee Bear Bears.
Wee Bear Bears.
I love that show.
Wee Bear
Bears. Wee Bear Bears.
That was so cute. I love that show. Continue.
No, but grizzly bears are the best. You ever watch that movie?
Zookeeper. Not Zookeeper.
I like Zookeeper with Paul Blart.
We Bought a Zoo was a great movie. I'm just saying.
Oh, hold it down.
Guys, I recommend We Bought a Zoo. It's Matt Damon is the main character in it.
What is he doing?
And his wife dies. His wife dies, and he takes his son and his daughter, and they bought a zoo, and they reestablished the zoo.
We talk about Tiger King after?
I've never seen Tiger King.
Nobody's ever seen it. I've seen it.
I watched the whole thing.
I watched it,
but
too.
Tiger King.
But I feel like I'm going to have to make an exit.
A tiger on a boat?
No.
One dude.
Right. No, that's Pi.
Right now?
That's Pi. Tiger King is where the dude illegally had a zoo full of tigers, and then he tried to kill the other zoo full of tigers.
Yeah, it was a war.
What?
And he got canceled because he had his own show.
I actually need to take a personality test for psychology.
If you have one animal to have as a pet, what would it be?
A bear.
Mine would be a white tiger.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say
Mike
that.
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
He has multiple, I thought.
That'd be badass.
Oh, he was also featured in the movie Hangover, if anyone's ever seen
I
that.
I love that.
Yeah, I love when Mike Tyson was in it with his tigers, and they kidnapped his tiger. And they put it in the... Would be fire, I feel like. Gorilla?
Kill you.
No, like a cool gorilla.
What about...
A cool gorilla would not...
When the woman that got her face ripped off.
I watched that video on TikTok.
They rip off the face, bro.
The girl that got her face ripped off by a chimpanzee.
What?
You should have heard the interview, like, of, like how she's, like, sound when she talked. Because it was so... She didn't have a face, dude.
I feel so bad for her.
I saw a video on or Instagram Reel. Uh-huh. It was some kid. He had, like, his whole lip was off because he took down a mountain lion with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah, he was hiking. He was hiking, right?
Took down a mountain lion. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you speaking of a bear, I saw a thing of three wrestlers. They got attacked by a bear in the woods. And the first guy got attacked by it. The second dude just tackled it, and they all just started fighting it.
You look like a bear.
There was
a good bear, though.
Like Paddington?
I love Paddington. Paddington 1 and 2. They're both good.
Guys, I'm part of the podcast. Christian Morales squad 425 yesterday. Same.
And what?
I almost died.
He is a bear. He's a big old bear.
The coach said I would have 4.
Well, he didn't.
Hey.
I had 4:15.
Sorry. Still counts. I'm sorry.
It still counts. I did 4:20.
It was a bad day. All right, well, I have to make my exit.
Thanks, guys. Bye, Will Brooks.
I was watching a video.
Psychology. I have to take a personality test.
I was watching a video, and it said a bear would beat a gorilla in a fight if they had to go one-on-one.
A bear and a gorilla?
No, the gorilla can go.
Gorilla,
up
dude,
in trees.
He's like built like an actual.
Watch the YouTube video. look up gorilla versus bear.
What?
Bear wins every time.
I don't think so.
Look it up.
No, a gorilla's kicking a bear's ass.
Yo, what up, bro?
Would he like to come in and talk?
Yo, Alan, come here. Come here.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Come here. Tell him about all the bear videos I've been watching.
Can you introduce yourself?
You got speaking to the mic.
Here you go. You can hold it.
Alan Quason.
Yes.
So Trent do be watching bear videos, all biology class. He's very fascinated in that topic. If you need to learn anything about it, you can ask him because he's that guy.
Thank you.
Of course.
Can you give us some bear facts?
Well, let's ask him about the ocean first.
The ocean.
You thought? Like it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty big.
All right, that's good enough. Thank you, man.
Of course.
Have a good one. He was really close to the mic.
No, Ada. Dr. Nell.
Oh, I love Dr. Nell.
Would someone be nice enough to text Josh?
Stupidus?
Mm-hmm.
For dude. Does she give off? Are they in the same class?
Like,
No, like, if I made a bracelet, like, what color does she give off? Can I see? Is it male?
No.
The girl in the pink.
What the fuck? Like, who is that?
Either a green,
she's the owner
blue.
Of,
I'd say blue.
I'm going
I'd say
to
like that.
Have you guys ever been to Cracker Barrel?
Is it like that or
yeah.
Do you like it?
Green and blue.
I like green. I like that green.
Yeah. I haven't been in a while, though.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Last time I went, my waitress was actually, like, had Down syndrome.
Your dad looks like he'd like Cracker Barrel.
I think he does. He likes a gift shop. Mm. He likes looking around.
There's, like, pictures of him on the wall.
Did I just drop this one on my sleeve?
Who is that guy? Does anybody know who that is?
Who is it?
The dude wearing the bait, or whatever it's called, hoodie. I've seen him walk past, like, 8 times.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, let's see, what else do we have?
If I blow into the mic, will it be mad loud?
Yes, it will. Okay. Okay, what would you do with $1 million?
Eat it.
Go run away.
Run away?
Wait. I'm buying... A cool ass car.
That's stupid.
You are a part of capitalism, actually. You get so much money, you want
to. I'm getting a car. I'm getting a car and then a and like a nice house.
A little nice house.
Like a comfortable
house? I don't want a big, I don't want like a mansion.
Light pink Porsche.
But I want a cool
Porsche
car.
911? Question mark?
We're not bringing up 9/11.
Cybertruck. You missed last episode when we did bring up 9/11.
Do you think it was staged?
I wasn't here.
100%.
Yeah, you might have been.
100%.
You came in.
It was earlier. During what? Pyramids?
Maybe?
It was, yeah.
I came right during Pyramids.
Do you remember your name?
Zigzag.
No.
Zigzag.
It was Zarzik.
Zarzik? I was close.
If an alien was controlling you, what would its name be?
Something gay, I don't know. Probably like...
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
He has a lot of opinions. We should go get him on.
EJ?
Should have called him over.
Go get him.
EJ.
What shoes was he wearing to make that sound?
I've never actually had a conversation with him before. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. We're having a podcast.
Would you like to share your opinion?
Sure.
Stop. Take a seat. Here you go.
Don't go too close to the mic. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is EJ.
Okay. You're talking about the ocean today. What is your thought about the ocean?
I think the ocean's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it scary though?
I don't really think so. Not unless you're in like a trench and it's super deep.
Yeah. Mariana Trench?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. How deep do you think the ocean is?
We have the facts and statistics now, actually.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
3,000 feet deep?
35,000.
Okay.
you were off. Kind of much.
Do you think that 9/11 was staged?
How do you go from the ocean to 9/11? I don't think it was staged, no, because...
Okay.
I don't know why a government would blow up its own building.
Insurance money?
There was the only passports that survived the crash was the ones of the supposed terrorists.
Damn, that's deep. Do you think aliens are ruling us?
I don't think they're ruling us, but I think there's probably aliens. I know there
are
those...
Do you think they're in form of animals? Or do you think, like...
Deers.
Octopus?
I think deers are aliens.
You think deers are
skinwalkers,
aliens?
Not aliens. Skinwalkers.
We didn't talk about. You know what a skinwalker is?
Yeah, I know a little bit about skinwalkers.
Do you have any stories?
Skinwalker's Ranch.
I don't have any skinwalker stories.
What about ghost stories?
I know there's apparently a ghost in the auditorium. So one time they did the 24-hour play, and there was a bunch of like it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a bunch of like step noises on the ceiling. It's Simonetti's last laugh. The ghost name is Alfredo, and it's apparently, there was an actual, I think it was a janitor who died, like, on stage.
Really?
Yeah, wow. That's what Mr. Simonetti said anyways.
Well.
And, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of weird noises that do go on there, and one time somebody was like, Alfredo, make a noise if you were there, and there was a thud on the ceiling, and this was at, like, midnight, and there was nobody else at the school, so.
Whoa.
And then the only other one I had was when I lived at my old house in Shelton, there was a, so I had an Xbox downstairs, and I went down there at about, probably 6:30, went down there, and it was just on, and I had a game open. I didn't turn it on the night before, so that's the closest thing I have to a ghost story.
Do you think aliens are connected to the pyramids?
No.
No. Me and Ella actually made this connection this morning with a picture that we saw in English.
We were looking at a picture from the Harlem Renaissance.
Okay.
And we saw pyramids. We saw, like,
people praying.
People praying.
And there was this yellow streak of, like,
lights emitting from
the star. And they were praying to it. So we were like, yeah, they're praying to the aliens to build the pyramids. It makes sense.
I think, personally, the aliens built the pyramids because they're, like, aligned with the stars.
Okay.
So I think they built them. And then the Egyptians, like, who we think the Egyptians are actually the aliens' first model of humans.
I mean,
that's my thought.
It's definitely not impossible.
I know. And I feel like if aliens are smart enough... No side conversations, please. You don't need to talk. I think that if aliens are smart enough to come to our planet, then they're smart enough to shapeshift. You can be an alien right now. What?
Are you an alien?
I don't know.
That's what they say.
We need an autopsy report.
Oh, man. All
right.
What class are you in right now, AJ?
English. Miss Stevens.
Oh, okay. She won't care.
She's dull.
I love her.
You just walked by.
Who? Aiden?
Got any other questions or?
No, I think that wraps it up, honestly.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me. Gio, what's your thoughts on the ocean? We have Gio Ivana here.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, because we need people to talk.
Oh, okay, so my thoughts on the ocean. I'm actually terrified of the ocean.
Really?
I never go in it. One time a wave carried me very deep into the ocean. I was haven't been back. I don't go deeper than my knees. And I prefer pools. And I don't like the beach anyway. So.
Okay, Aiden.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Aiden. Keen.
Okay. What's your thought on the ocean?
You hold it.
It's scary.
Why do you say that?
Riptide.
That's the only reason?
Yeah.
I got sucked into a riptide once. I almost didn't survive.
You're wearing a surfing brand. You surf?
Nope.
No?
Never tried it.
What's scary about the ocean other than riptides?
Sharks and other animals. They're scary.
Yeah.
I just feel stuff grab my legs. Feels like
seaweed?
That might be what it is.
How deep do you think the ocean is? Give a number.
I don't know.
Guess.
1,000 miles.
That's all we know.
I don't know.
35,000.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You didn't even guess.
He was taking too long.
It is my guess.
Do you think that aliens made the world? Do you think they're ruling among us right now?
Oh my
the face
God.
He just made.
What?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Monkeys or aliens? Which one do you
believe? Monkeys.
Hell yeah.
Monkeys are sick.
Hell yeah. What's better, a bear or a monkey?
A fucking bear.
Hell yeah. Do you think a gorilla's eating a bear's ass?
That could be your
gorilla or a bear? What type of gorilla?
Silverback.
Yes. Silverback and
Ivan. The one in the lead.
Ivan!
I remember that.
He was in the
Binding Isaac.
He was in the Harambe. Ivan was in the mall.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. As you're growing out the mustache.
You're talking about Finding Ivan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's also a movie now. I've seen it.
There's a movie?
Looking up. There's a movie.
I watched that movie.
Was it good?
The Ivan movie? The
yeah.
Gorilla?
Me
too.
It was alright.
I enjoyed it.
What else did we talk about today?
We'll play a little Would You Rather.
Would You Rather?
Oh.
Okay. Let's pull up some questions.
Radar handshake.
Four, six.
Was that the same one?
No.
Okay.
I got
two different ones.
Yeah.
One
you
football, one's just chill. Depends.
Depends the ground and the chill one.
Yeah.
These are the good ones I picked.
Hold it.
Your phone is stuck to that.
Okay. Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
7'7".
Why?
Of course, I've been short all my life.
Need a change? Do you think it would be weird being able to see everything?
Yeah, it would be so weird. It would be so cool, though.
I think I'd be 4'5".
I'd be in the NBA.
I feel like if I was a girl and I was...
4'5"?
Die.
Nothing. Like, you can't do anything.
Who's like 4'5"?
You go on roller coasters?
Is he actually?
He's probably like 4'8".
He's 5 foot, though, right?
I think so.
I don't know. It's like your height.
He's not my height.
Why?
It's sick.
You'd be in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
What if your legs are just really, really long?
Yeah, what if you're
lengthy?
Like one of those weird...
What if you're like this one specific man's body? I can't say his name, but you know, the really tall one.
7'7".
Does anybody know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
He's not going to go in the NBA.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
Would you rather meet your future grandkids or meet your first ancestors?
He's not 7'7".
Oh,
it's like
lanky.
6'3".
Lanky. What's the question?
He's not lanky anymore. Would you rather meet your future grandkids or meet your first ancestors?
Oh, that's a good question.
I have my answer.
I meet my ancestors.
Yeah, me too. You're already gonna meet your grandkids.
No, you'll future. Be dead.
Yeah, like your
like great after great, that. Great.
I don't know. I wouldn't know them though, so I wouldn't care. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know my ancestors either. But I did do ancestry, and it says that I'm related to Marie Antoinette.
I was just gonna say that.
So I would do that.
Like, that'd be cool if you could meet her.
Who's that?
Oh. The girl that like beheads people
and likes cake
in like medieval times.
She's a queen, princess, whatever.
What about you guys?
Christian would be like,
I'd be on a random island. Some, like,
who's these?
Some like Indian tribe, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Fred.
Wow.
What's up, Freddy?
Frederick. Do you want to answer a question?
How are you? Is everybody good?
Yeah.
We're good. You know, the sun is coming up.
I know.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Maybe I got to ask Mr. Ogren, we can have a half a day, huh?
Today? Oh,
that'd be a nice one.
Fred,
he'd probably
you...
tell me, why don't you go home and don't come back? No, it's turning out real nice.
That's great.
Wait, this morning. Yesterday was.
I think that's too far.
I can't forget her name. She's got those dagger eyes. Mm-hmm. I got her name one day. I tell you, I thought I was gone. Okay? All right. If I forget, I'm just going to say hi, dear. I'm not going to say your name if I don't know it. Okay. Right, everybody have a good day. Have a nice day.
You too, Fred. Okay? Thank you for interrupting.
I see him. Would you rather permanently swap clothes with your English teacher or only be able to wear clothes that your grandma buys for you?
Well, I mean, Miss Meharam dresses very well.
No, my grandma gives me, like, graphic tees. That's like, rule the world. I would not be wearing those.
My grandma's very old.
Can you look up some good ones? Like,
well, you can look through them, but these are... Right. I just searched would you rather. Is this a sticker? I don't want one.
Would you rather have X-ray vision or magnified hearing?
X-ray what's magnified vision. Hearing? Wait, what's X-ray
like
vision?
Like you can really hear. X-ray vision, like you see through walls. Oh, magnified hearing.
Ooh, that's hard.
No, I'm hearing everything.
You want to hear everything?
Yeah. No, you know what? Because it would get too loud.
Can you like turn it off?
I don't know. If you want to.
Then yeah, if I could turn it off, then magnified hearing.
If I can like adjust like the volume.
Like a hearing aid?
Yeah.
Okay. What superpower would you guys want?
Can't even read.
Me either, it's okay.
The ability to read, maybe?
Would you rather have the ability to read or the ability to not calculate any math?
What?
That's a good one.
Like I'd rather have the ability to read.
Like, you can't do simple math.
You don't even need math.
Okay. I'd like to read.
For my superpower, I'd probably pick, like, teleportation.
Really?
Yeah. Go anywhere I want. Get out of any situation.
Do you get any of these? Are you reading them?
No, I wasn't reading
them. I don't even get them.
Just read a random one aloud.
Oh, I'd fly? Or I'd...
I took you that one.
Or I would,
That one?
I want to have water.
Like shark water
doesn't go for everybody. Accidentally break your high heels on prom night or accidentally spill hot fudge all over your best friend prom dress.
Not have heels.
Like when I was...
Yeah. I'm sorry, did he say?
You found
why'd she keep looking at us like that?
Alright, I'll skip it. Gain... Oh, no. Be... What...
That's a gated.
Be live through an alien. Live through an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse.
Alien invasion.
I don't know. Zombie
alien invasion. No, thank you.
Zombies
sounds fun.
I feel like you could do a lot if there's zombie apocalypse.
Zombies are brain dead.
There's no consequences to anything.
No, what do you mean by that? Like what?
Zombies.
Yeah, but zombies.
You have to, like, kill the zombies.
Yeah, but you're not killing aliens.
Aliens. Yeah, they're
exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm choosing zombies.
Yeah, because you get to kill them.
Do you think a zombie apocalypse is possible? We already touched upon this.
Are zombies real?
Do you think it's a possibility that we could have a zombie apocalypse?
Maybe.
What class are you in right now?
Natural disasters.
Oh,
what's
Dr.
your favorite
now?
Natural disaster?
I don't even know any. I don't pay attention.
Tsunami? Yeah. Tornado?
Tsunami's pretty bad.
Earthquakes.
Nope. A lot of people die from earthquakes, actually. Yeah, and earthquakes cause tsunamis and other problems.
I just did that.
Yeah.
No.
Would you rather? I'm not doing that. Wait, what the fuck?
Would you rather live at the bottom of the ocean or live in space?
Bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, think about it.
I can see.
There's nothing in the
ocean. Do I have like a house?
No, but there is.
Sure.
Planets and stuff.
Like a whole kingdom.
Think about it.
Not like, what's that kingdom under the ocean? Atlantis.
I don't want to be like alone in space though.
But you'd be alone at the bottom of the ocean. Like, you gotta pick one.
I got my fish friends.
You can have the aliens in space. In
space too.
Snakes?
Yeah, you
black holes.
That's not.
Black holes aren't holes either. They're planets. They're spheres. Oh, God. You ever watch the movie Interstellar?
No.
No, it explains it.
Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
I don't know.
Because I like...
Yeah, I'd rather be overdressed.
Me too. But what situation? What scenario?
Doesn't matter.
Like,
where are you going? That you're over-underdressing?
Funeral.
Funeral? You can overdress at a funeral and be okay. People just look at you, but you'll be okay. Mia has something to say. Would you like Mike?
Yeah, just really quickly. I went to a funeral this weekend, and there was this woman in black jeans. Wait, hold on. Blue ripped jeans. Boots. I'm pretty sure they were like reptile-like boots. A black shirt tucked in, V-neck, and a bright pink cloak. Not kidding, it was a cloak.
Did you sneak a picture?
I wish, but I tried to, and my dad was like, "Put the fucking phone down," so I didn't. But it was amazing.
To appreciate this lamp we have over here.
Did you want that in your house?
Hell yeah! How you turn it on?
The back. Would you rather give up air conditioning or give up heating for the rest of your life?
Heating.
Blankets.
No.
Blankets. That's not
easy. I feel like air conditioning.
I hate being sweaty in bed or waking up sweaty.
What?
From like a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't talk sweat. Weird.
What? Lose your sight or lose your memories?
Sight.
Memories.
I'd lose my sight.
See, bro.
I don't.
What do you need to see? Dude, we saw there was a blind guy at the lifting competition.
I know, and he was like staring at me.
How was your lifting competition? You want to talk about it?
It was good.
Who won?
It was good.
Me and Christian were in the same class.
It was fun. It was really good. Everybody was nice.
Yes, we were. Yeah.
I thought you were in my class.
Hell no, I ain't that big. Anyway.
Shit. It was fun. There's a lot of big-ass dudes.
We didn't do bad, bro. Everybody in our class was kind of garbage.
I don't know. Yeah, we were with, like...
Who else was in your class?
Some weirdos.
Tyler D and Norman Cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know. It was fun, though.
It was good.
How much did you bench press?
260 pounds.
How much? You did all three?
Yeah.
How much did you bench press?
210.
How much did you squat? Don't lie.
I did 415 pounds.
You said you did 425 before. So
seven.
You agreed. How much did you squat?
300. Could have got 315.
How much did you power clean?
245.
How much did you power clean?
205.
What about you, Trent?
Somebody has to ask me.
How much did you bench press?
245.
Squat?
335.
And last but not least, power clean.
230. But, I'm fucking pissed off, let's just say that.
You almost had 240.
Yeah. It's great. But, you know.
That's all we have to say about the lifting competition.
Let's just say... Have a broad jump. How much you get?
The farthest I got was an 8-1.
Anyway.
Would you rather spend a week in a forest or a night in a real haunted house?
Haunted house.
What if you get possessed?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't want to be in the forest
for a week too.
With the bears.
So, like,
doesn't mean I want to see him in person. Make friends with him. With bears?
Yeah.
It's not Berenstain
you
bears.
You talk so weird.
That's a bear. Oh, what about the other bear?
Someone's disrespectful. They need to be kicked off the pod.
What about the one in the water?
And that's Nico's. Look at this one's on the beach just waving at you.
Hey, neighbor.
Stop.
I'm sorry. You're just right there.
Do you guys like the Berenstain Bears?
The
book? You know the book, The Berenstain Bears?
I can't read books. Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Huh?
Was it not a show?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Yeah, what else had
it bears? It was a show. Maybe a book too, but it was a show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it on, what's it?
Disney? You know, can we talk about kid shows?
Oh my god.
No.
You've been here for like 30 minutes.
I know.
Sorry, I was just thinking about the train lady.
You weren't supposed to be in the podcast.
I know, I'm sorry. I was handed it. What am I supposed to do? Saying no?
Did you guys like the Polar Express? I didn't like them.
I love the Polar Express.
The people with the candles.
Fucking terrible.
Never seen it.
We watched it in elementary school. What are you talking about?
That's when Joe Perrin put his finger in the door. Before you leave.
That's also in Joe Perrin. I can't say.
What?
I can't say.
Come on now.
Trying to think.
Think
harder. What was the question?
There wasn't one.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just going to listen to it later.
Ask me a question.
I just did.
Yeah, ask me a question.
Yeah.
It's my girl. Anyway.
No, we didn't even see it. I saw Josh in the hallway.
They're gonna walk.
What are your thoughts on Christian's hair? Perm or real?
I think he'd be looks maxing, so. But not mewing. You don't be. He'd be chewing instead.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You know. Christian's a real attractive man. I'm not gonna lie.
I appreciate that.
He might be top three.
Appreciate that, Sean.
You know, but yeah, if he loses the love handles, it probably takes him from one. And what do you guys think about Christian? What's his best trait?
I have a boyfriend. That's my answer.
What's the matter?
So do I.
No. You got a nice chest.
Thank you.
You always puff it out.
I think it's his eyes.
Yeah.
If you were a dog, you'd be like a pug.
A pug, dude? That's horrible.
No, but like a good pug.
No, we were just talking. We said yesterday pugs are like, you're fucked up. Yeah.
He would be a pug, though. Yes, he would.
I was hoping like a lab. I want a chocolate lab. Pitbull would be bad.
Oh, and there goes Annie Kane. Final words. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Pillows.
I'll bring the pillows.
Alright.
Anyway.
I'll bring the brisk.
Pillows and brisk. Wow.
Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Pause.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Pause button would be helpful.
Would you rather always have a full phone battery or a full gas tank?
Full gas
tank. Like expand on these, like it's very
accurate. Oh, sorry. Well,
would you rather never eat watermelon ever again, or be forced to eat watermelon with everything?
Never eat watermelon again. Hate watermelon.
Did I love watermelon?
I hate watermelon.
It's gotta be good watermelon though. Can't be warm. I hate warm water. I hate warm fruit. I don't know. I hate all warm fruit.
Wait, top three summer fruits. Go.
Cantaloupe,
hands down. Sorry.
Is that the orange
wait,
one?
Wait.
Yep.
That's
good. Wait, I have mine.
Wait.
Grapes and watermelon.
You could be a little louder.
I like grapes, watermelon, and strawberries.
He loves his grapes.
I think mango, pineapple. And strawberries.
I was gonna say the same exact thing. Like the same exact order as well.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Is this for Mr. Gary? Do you guys want to answer a question for our podcast?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, you guys should rank your favorite, like, top three fruits for summer.
For summer.
Okay. Pineapple, number one.
What am I watermelon answering? Number two.
Top three summer fruits.
Strawberries.
Okay. I'm a big watermelon girl. I like strawberries and pomegranate.
Good.
I like pomegranate.
It's good.
Pomegranate's good.
Yeah. Why does everyone like cantaloupe?
Because you're weird. I've never had it. Peaches. Peaches, too. Peaches are so good. I mean, it's not necessarily summer, but they're just so good.
That was such a good movie, Mario.
It didn't even have the song
in that was though. Scary.
No, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Yes, yes it did.
I went in a suit.
The peach scene? Question mark?
I saw standing on three times. Sorry.
You it's like Netflix. Suit to what?
Mario wait, movie. What is?
You watched the Mario movie?
Yes, I watched the Mario movie.
I've never seen that in my life.
Don't do that.
Sorry. Can we play breathing games?
No.
I wasn't supposed to be on this episode.
Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
I don't know, both are good, low-key.
Prison.
A year at war or a year at what?
Prison.
You'd probably pick
prison.
A year
bars.
Yeah. A year at war, what if you die?
What if you die in prison?
Like, midway.
Worst things can happen to you in prison.
What are you in prison for?
Assassination?
That's not that bad. People would be, like, scary.
I was born then.
What are you looking at? Why do you keep looking at the mic and me? Like I'm doing something wrong.
Because what are you doing?
Yeah. No, wait, yeah. What are you in jail for? If you go.
Murder.
Robbery.
Murder.
Literally just fraud.
Who?
Okay.
No.
You have good opinions.
Do it. EJ?
No.
Oh, it's blinking red.
This one's off. Why did no one tell me?
They could hear you. You're fine.
Oh, God, this episode.
It's not blinking red.
Oh, it's back on. We're good to go. I really hope the audio wasn't fucked up for that long while I was gone.
All right. Ew. Oh, it's 10 o'clock already.
Well, we're going to wrap this up, guys. This is a great episode. What are your thoughts on the episode?
I feel like it started off really, really slow and really awkward, but I feel like it got better.
It always warms up in the end. Like toast. That's my comparison. Well, thanks for listening
toast
to this.
Toast does not warm up.
I really wish I said
this. What are you talking
about?
Just
like
all right, I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening to the next episode of Ramble. This is your host Leah.
I'm Ella.
And thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.